الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. In our series of talks of our education, method of imparting Islamic education, today we will talk of how our day is spent in a Darul Uloom. There is also one very important aspect, and it isn't just spending the day, but even as students, we should take great lessons from here that how the day is spent. The day starts compulsorily with Fajr Namaz. Optionally with Tahajjud. Anyone wants to get up for Tahajjud, by all means. And the best time to study also then is between Tahajjud and Fajr. Anyway, the Fajr time is compulsory, and we try, we have a roll call to make sure that the students are here. That is the most important. There are many students, perhaps all of us, we should think of this, and if it needs correction, correct it. We came to the Darul Uloom to become a Hafiz, or to become a Maulana, to become an Alim. But who of us made niyat that I'm going to Darul Uloom to become a Muslim? And for Islam, the first thing, namaz has to be in my life. And my first namaz is Fajr. Who of us made that niyat? We came here to become Hafiz, came here to become Alim. So unfortunately we find many students who are lazy in their namazes. They don't make Fajr, they try and avoid, they sleep it away, they try and trick the Nazims and get their names to be ticked that they were there present for Fajr, etc. But basically we are first Muslims, and our first duty is our Fajr. And also keep in mind, contrast this to a Alim course which is online. If a student who is in a Darul Uloom and is lazy to make Fajr, then a student who is studying online, what hope have we got that he's be making Fajr? And he completes his course, whether it's even today you get a 1 year crash course to become an Alim. But what kind of Alim will that be? Or even if you take 8 years, 10 years, but no Fajr in your lives, what kind of an Alim? Or what kind of a Hafiz? In fact, very clearly it comes in the Hadith. One punishment Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in Jahannam was a person who was lying down, and another person with rocks by him, and throwing rocks on the head of that person and crushing the head. And when it comes right, and he takes another rock and it comes quickly right, while he picks up another rock, his head came right again. And he takes another rock and smashes his head again or into pieces. And this carries on all the time. The explanation of this is that person who became a Hafiz would pay no attention to his hips. He forgot his Quran Sharif also. He didn't make namazes also. And unfortunately we find many Hafizes like that, who become Hafiz, but there isn't even namaz in their lives. There is no sign of Islam in their outward dressing, etc. also. You can't say that this is a Hafiz. And if somebody introduces him as a Hafiz, you get surprised, he's a Hafiz. So what is the azab for that? So anyway, Fajr is the first thing, which is the most important. Then after Fajr, we have our zikr, which is very important. Yasin Sharif in the morning, a little bit of zikr. This is also very, very important. And by this, a person's tarbiyat is made. Yasin has been stressed so much in the Hadith Sharif to read it every morning, to make a little bit zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then students are let free. They go and rest a little bit. There are some who do exercises at that time. Very good to do exercising at that time. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to go for his long walk after Fajr Namaz, and in which he used to read his three suparas complete, and used to do his exercise, his walk. So the morning walk exercise is also important. You have your breakfast. Then we have 4 hours of classes with a break in between also. And with the break in between 4 hours, which is intensive study, the ustad is explaining, the student has to absorb everything which is quite intensive. If you put your mind to it, it builds up pressure on a person, but which is released after 2 hours with a short break, and it's only for 4 hours. They compare this again now to a school university day, where they have from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, a 6 hour period, continuous, with little breaks in between, but it is 6 hours, you cannot absorb so much. Whether it is a small child in grade 1, or whether it is in grade 10 or at university, yeah, our buzurgs have set us a pattern where only 4 hours, and that also you get a break in between. So that is the time, if you really prepare yourself mentally and physically, you take your rest and you go to class for nicely alert to absorb everything, you will be able to absorb for that 4 hours. Then we have a bigger break after that for Zohar Namaz, which is again a faraz, and again roll call is taken. In other words, the effort is made to get you into Namaz. Every ibadat starts with habit first. You get into the habit, and then as you carry on making that ibadat also, and at the same time concerned that it must become an ibadat, that means your islah and your tarbiyah, then the reality of that ibadat comes. Ikhlas comes later, consciousness of namaz comes later, humility comes later, but first is the, like for example, many people, they feel that we can't make namaz because we haven't got sincerity. It is like a person that you want to milk in a cup, but you haven't got a cup. Where are you going to put the milk in? You want to, where the person is giving out milk, you have to go with a cup. If you go without a cup, where is he going to put the milk? So first you have to have the container of namaz. Then all the qualities of namaz will come later. Sincerity, consciousness, devotion, humility in life, all this will come first. You have to have the cup. So ibadat is first, it has to become adat first, a habit. And after that the reality will come. So that effort is being made with Zohar Namaz, with all the namazes, that students must perform the namaz. Again, students who study online, who is there to check that they're making their Zohar Namaz? And when students in a Darul Uloom, after checking so much we know the weakness, then what is the condition of those who study online? What is the condition of those who just go for day classes? Today, unfortunately, there are many such Darul Ulooms also, only day classes, no boarding facility. You must stay at home. Do those students make their Zohar? It's very difficult, their Fajr, their Zohar, to monitor them. The most which the Ustad can do is make a book for them, they must stick that they made their namazes. But we know that, and even that much is not being done. And if tarbiyat is not there, so understand the value of these Darul Ulooms, that what value there is, your tarbiyat is being made without you realizing it. And a student, if he applies himself reasonably, after his 2-3 years course of Hafiz, 5, 6, 7 years of Alim course, he will become a good Muslim also, just by applying little bit this. Then after that is 2 hours classes again, which is not difficult. And after that is Asr Namaz again. After Asr you are free. And then in summer, when it's a longer period, you have your supper also. And this is a time to be free between Asr and Maghrib. But also make it productive. Also do some exercise or anything, or just rest yourself. In summer, when the green grass is green, the garden is nice, and take it, but that is also Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mat, and let it also make you feel light. To feel light, then you can pressurize yourself more again after that. So that is also a very important aspect. And then it's after Maghrib, either in winter you have supper, or you start with your mutala. Again, you are given, yes, sufficient time for mutala. From after Maghrib, right till about 9:30 or so. This is also very important that you apply yourself. And in this way, your whole day is occupied and it isn't under heavy pressure. You have your breaks in between, during classes in the morning, the 4 hours. You have your Zohar lunch break again. Then you have your Asr break again. And so, and this is also a very important thing. in the other system, for example, they have sports in the schools, and that they have the sports day is one day in the year. And for that, when that sports day comes, before that they practice a lot, and then they have a big sports day which is a big do, etc. And to have activity, exercise in your life, with the excuse of sports or actual exercise and being active is important, but you can't leave it for once in a year. Yeah, the system is every morning you do exercise. So it must be on a continuous. Your rest, there is no concept of a holiday as in the Western world, that for 3 weeks in the year you go and rest, and the rest of the year you don't rest. No, spend every day such a way, your 24-hour program, that you get sufficient rest also. So here the system is your paylula in the afternoon, which is so important, and every student should try and make paylula. Muslims ruled over Spain for roughly 700-800 years, and the Islamic system, as I explained this is an Islamic system. Even in Makkah Sharif, you will find that from Zohar the shops are closed till Asr. It's a time of resting. In the whole Islamic world, so in Spain also, and afterwards, when unfortunately due to our bad amal we lost Spain and the West started ruling again, and now they have said they want to go back to the system of the Muslims, that is have paylula in the afternoon. Paylula is from 1 minute to 1 hour. Even if you just rest for 1 minute is sufficient, and don't rest for more than an hour. From a minute to an hour, and this refreshes you, then you can make your mutala up to 9:30 quite comfortably and with full attention. And you can stay awake for your Isha, for everything. If you don't make paylula, you get exhausted. In your mutala also, you can't pay attention. And you feel tired, then you resort to talking with other students, wasting your time, just passing your time. But if you are fresh in your mind, you will give your time to your studies. So this is a perfect way of how to spend your day and appreciate. Students don't think of it. What ihsan just this one system has got on a student, on a person. And also make niyat. As far as possible, my whole life I will spend in this pattern. Then you will see, even health-wise, even a barakat in your lives, noor and rahmat of Allah in your lives, if you will spend your whole life in this pattern. But when we go out of the Darulum, it's not an Islamic world we go into, most of us. We go into a Western type of a world system. We go into a worldly world system, and it's difficult for us to apply this. But try your best, and as your niyat, jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. If your niyat is like that, Allah will open the doors for you also. And you will be able to spend your life like that. And if you spend your life like that, you will see how much of goodness, how much of barakat in all your work also will come. So appreciate, it's not just a system that has been just put like that, thought of and put. This is all what Islamic usul, Quran and Hadith usul, that the system our Akabir have given us. So appreciate this and apply yourself to it, and appreciate the value of it also. And make the niyat that my whole life I must try and spend on this pattern. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.